Well, the big news in Philadelphia this week is obviously all about the convention, but Philly's a great American city, so there's a lot going on, and soon you'll be able to hear about it on any of the city's three new low-power FM radio stations. These independent stations will have modest wattage and only reach certain sections of the city, but they will feature a lot of neighborhood-based content, such as What's Life Like After Prison? Erin Moselle from Here and Now contributor WHYY sat down with the woman who's producing that program and has this report.
So that's you. You're going to introduce that topic? Okay.
On a recent Wednesday, community radio activist Vanessa Graber is directing the foursome behind the People's Paper Co-op Radio, the multi-segment show on WPPM. The vibe of the show is a bit like The View or The Talk, but less polished and without all the celebrity gossip. The program will reach residents downtown, but also several surrounding neighborhoods. The goal is to do a monthly live show, but on this day, the group of former inmates is recording episodes that can air once WPPM is up and running in September.
What does being a strong woman mean to you right now, Faith?
Being a strong woman means to stay focused, remain humble, remain teachable. Being a strong woman means being independent to me, holding my own. My mom always told me, ain't nothing like your own.
Faith Bartley is in her early 50s. She's rail thin with tight cornrows and an easy smile. She's been out of prison for nearly a decade now. She started selling drugs after serving in the Army. Crack, marijuana, PCP, anything she could get her hands on. Then she started using.
I never stole anything from my mom or my family members, but I stole their sleep. She used to send my brother and sister in the crack houses I used to be in. I used to hide behind the door and say, don't tell them I'm here. I'll give you $2. Don't tell them I'm here. And being in a crack house, $2 meant a lot because you're $3 away from getting another piece of crack. You understand what I'm saying?
Bartley says things didn't change until her mom died. Then, and only then, was she really ready to start a new chapter.
My mom's remains are cremated on my mantelpiece next to her mother. So every day I reach over on their box and I pray. And I say, girls, I'm going out there, I'm going to do the right thing. I know you girls are proud of me, you know what I'm saying?
The radio show is another thing that fuels Bartley these days. It keeps her on track. She says it's empowering to have a platform to reach women like her and draw on her life experience to do so.
Who better to speak about recidivism, about being in the penal system, about coming home trying to start all over again and find myself back in it? I'm an expert at that, you understand? So now my expertise lies in the fact that I want to help women.
Michelle Scales goes by Miss Me on the air. Like Bartley, she did time after being arrested for drug trafficking. Now she lives in a halfway house.
And I went through detox at Presbyterian Hospital. So overall, I've been in treatment for 11 months.
Not surprisingly, that period hasn't been easy. Scales says doing the radio show helps.
It's like when you have a sinus cold and you're all clogged up. It's like when I go in there, it's like I can breathe.
And she's feeling like a new person.
I see a lot more in myself than I ever seen in a long time. Like, I know I have potential to do anything that I put my mind to, and that's been so hard for me to say or to fathom in such a long time because I thought I was going to die high.
For community activist Vanessa Graber, that's everything. Not only does she hope the show inspires listeners, she thinks recording the programs will prove how far Scales, Bartley, and the others have come.
Hopefully these women will be in a house like the one they dream of, you know, and, you know, that moment in time where they were struggling, you know, is recorded and in history so that they can, like, look back on it and reflect and kind of see it as a sign of growth.
And perhaps encourage other women ex-offenders to speak up and do the same, even if it's one listener at a time. For Here and Now, I'm Erin Moselle in Philadelphia.